Title: J Magic Ableton Live 12 Hoover Synth Blueprint, Session View to Arrangement View. Welcome. In this advanced edits lesson, we'll build a classic J Magic style Hoover synth in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. You'll layer Wavedable, operator and a noise slash air element inside an instrument rack, map expressive macros, set up 4 session view clip variations with clip-based modulation, then perform and record the best takes into arrangement for final editing, sidechaining, and resampling. Tempo for this lesson: around 174 BPM. Use an empty live set and start with fresh MIDI tracks. What you will build: a 3-layer instrument rack, Wavedable main body, operator for FM grit, and a noise slash air top layer. Mapped macros for filter cutoff, unison detune, sublevel, stereo spread, and grit. A session view performance setup with 4 clip variations, short stabs, long pad, gated pattern, and a pitch sweep. A recorded and edited arrangement section with tightened automation, sidechain compression, EQ, and a resampled audio stem ready for mixing. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Create the instrument rack and layers. 1. Create a new MIDI track and drop an instrument rack into it. 2. Chain A. Wavedable, the main Hoover body. Drag Wavedable into chain A. Set oscillator A to a bright, sawish Wavedable position. Use unison of 6 to 8 voices. Detune around 0.08 to 0.14. Spread between 70 and 100. Add oscillator B with a slightly different Wavedable shape, maybe an octave up or shifted in position. Use unison 3 to 4 and a small detune. Use oscillator C as a sub. Assign 1 octave down with lower level for weight. On the global tab, set total voices to match your unison choices and use moderate global detune if needed. Insert a multimode low pass filter, 24 dB, with drive around 4 to 8. Set initial cutoff near 2 to 4 kHz. Map filter cutoff to macro 1 and set its usable range roughly 200 hertz to 6 kHz. In Wavedable's matrix, route a slow LFO or envelope to slightly modulate Wavedable position and a little filter cutoff. Sync the LFO to 1/8 or 1/16 and keep depth subtle to preserve that vocal motion. 3. Chain B. Operator, FM edge and grit. Drag operator into chain B. Use OSC as a basic sine or triangle at the bass pitch. Use OSC B to modulate at a ratio around 1.5 to 2.2 with a low amount to taste. Add a short pitch envelope on the modulator for a pluck attack to accent stabs. Slightly detune operator by a few cents to avoid static phase and give a growl. Place an auto filter after operator if you need to tame top end. Map operator level and FM amount to macro 3 for grit. 4. Chain C, noise slash air slash high end detail. Use either Wavedable or simpler. Pick a noisy or harsh Wavedable or load a short vinyl slash noise sample. High pass the chain above 2 kHz to keep it airy. Set envelope attack between 5 and 15 ms. Use short decay for stabs and longer decay for pad versions. Map the noise level to macro 5, air 5. Macro setup and routing macro 1. Filter cutoff. Map the Wavedable cutoff with a controlled min slash max. Macro 2, unison detune. Map Wavedable unison detune and spread. Set ranges so 0 is subtle and max is wide. Macro 3, grit. Map operator level, FM amount, and a bit of saturator dry slash wet. Macro 4, sub level. Map OSC C level in Wavedable. Macro 5, air. Map the noise chain level. Optionally map chain volumes to a layer balance macro so you can morph layers with one control. Right click chain volume to map. B. Insert stock effects after the rack 1. Post rack, add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB. Tie its dry slash wet to the grit macro if you like. EQ 8, high pass below 40 hertz. Gentle presence boost around 3 to 6 kHz if needed, and notch out problem frequencies. Chorus ensemble or a subtle phaser to widen the Hoover. Compressor with sidechain enabled for kick ducking later. Utility for width control. Map width to a macro if desired. 2. For stereo width control, place utility after chorus and map width to macro 2 or a dedicated macro. C. Session view. Clips. Clip envelopes and performance setup 1. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip and draw your root chord stabs typical of a Hoover. Power chords or triads with space for drums. 2. Create 4 variations across clips. Clip A. Short stabs. High velocity. Gate length around 1/8. Clip B. Long pad. Held chord, lower velocity. Clip C, gated pattern. Use velocity and shorter note lengths for chopping. Clip D, pitch sweep. Automate transpose or map a rack macro and use a clip envelope to sweep pitch. 3. Use clip envelopes to automate rack macros per clip. In clip you choose device right arrow rack right arrow macro X and draw LFO style or stepped curves that suit each variation. 4. Use follow actions to alternate between clips for live on predictability. Set sensible quantization so recorded launches are tight. 5. Set global quantize and follow action timings to your performance preference. D. Sidechain and kick interaction 1. Route your kick bus into the Hoover Tracks compressor sidechain input. 2. Set the compressor to a ratio around 3:1. Fast attack. Release between 50 and 120 ms for a musical pump that sits with DNB kick transients. 3. Alternatively, use an LFO on utility gain for tempo sync ducking if you want a different pumping character. E. From session view to arrangement. Capture your performance 1. Organize your 4 clips into a scene or a set of scenes for easy performance. 2. Arm global record. Choose whether to use global quantize, on for tight timing, off for raw performance feel. 3. Press global record, then launch your scenes and clips while performing. Live will record clip launches, clip-based macro automation, and any manual adjustments into arrangement. 4. Stop recording and switch to arrangement view. You'll see the MIDI regions and automation captured on the instrument track and device macro lanes. F. Editing and resampling in arrangement 1. Tidy automation lanes. Collapse and clean macro automation. Smooth nodes and set gentle curves on sweeps. 2. Consolidate the best take seed MD slash control plus J into a single region. 3. Duplicate the instrument track and freeze slash flatten the duplicate to free CPU or commit sound. 4. Resample to audio. Create a new audio track set to resampling, arm it, and record the consolidated region or use export render selected tracks. 5. Process the audio stem with EQ8 for surgical cuts, a glue compressor for bus glue with a short attack for snap, and dynamic tube or saturator for coloration. Use short reverb and delay sends to keep clarity in DNB. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overuse unison voices. Too many voices and a widespread clutters the low mids and causes phase issues. Always limit macro ranges after mapping. Full device ranges mapped straight to a macro can create extreme jumps. Remember to arm global record before performing. Otherwise, your clip launches won't be captured to arrangement. Avoid oversaturating before export. Keep headroom and use utility gain staging. Don't neglect sidechain. Hoovers will fight the kick without rhythmic ducking. Check phase in mono. Wide chorus and heavy unison can collapse when summed. Pro tips: use Waveedables filter FM subtly and map it to a macro for dynamic fills. Small amounts add vocal character without obvious metallic artifacts. Map velocity to filter envelope amount for expressive stabs. Set macro curves and ranges thoughtfully. Logarithmic for cutoff. Linear for detune and fine resolution near center positions. Use clip-based modulation to keep arrangement lanes clean. Automate macros inside clips to create variations without heavy arrangement automation. Commit to audio stems early if CPU is an issue. Then treat the audio with transient shaping and mid/side EQ. For J Magic Grit, blend a low-level distorted mid-range operator layer and automated send for aggressive moments. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes 1. Build the instrument rack with Waveedable, operator and noise. Map at least cutoff, detune and grit macros. 2. Create 4 1-bar clips in session view. Short stab, long pad, gated chop, and pitch sweep. Automate macro 1 cutoff in 2 clips. 3. Set up sidechain compressor with your kick as input. 4. Arm global record. Launch the 4 clips in sequence to make a 4-bar cycle and repeat to fill 16 bars, manipulating macro 2 manually or via clip envelopes. 5. Stop recording. Switch to arrangement. Consolidate the best 16 bars. Resample to audio. Apply EQ8 to remove 30-40 Hz rumble. Add a glue compressor at roughly 4:1. And send a short plate reverb with small pre-delay and short decay. Check these after your run. Did your macro automation record correctly? Does the audio stem keep punch when you mono check it? Is the Hoover ducking properly with the kick? Recap: you now have a full J Magic Hoover blueprint, a 3-layer instrument rack with mapped macros, session view clip-based modulation and variations, a clean performance to arrangement capture workflow, and a resampling and editing process for finalization. Keep macro ranges sensible, manage unison and stereo wisely, and use clip envelopes to create editable, performance-friendly states. Repeat the mini practice exercise to lock in your workflow and tighten your drum and bass production. End.